The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to go to something else entirely though for the moment. And it's the figure that we obtained here on the show. 57 people have drowned in Irish waters this year. And emergency services also reporting a higher number of rescue operations in 2025 already compared to 2024. So our reporter Josh Crosby has been meeting those who work at sea and volunteer in recovery missions.
Some of the younger people come here and they may not be quite ready for swimming and maybe need a bit of guidance.
A lot of it has to kind of come down to your own personal abilities as well. Not put yourself in a position where you're out of your depth, metaphorically speaking, I suppose.
Like sometimes the seas are very rough and they don't think about anything but themselves. They go out and they swim when they know there's a chance that something bad could happen to them.
Some of the regular sea swimmers out at the 40 foot just after having a dip in Dublin Bay. There's no denying that more people are taking to the water, but sadly, this also leaves more people exposed to the risks and dangers.
This year to date, unfortunately, we've lost 7 children under the age of 18. To compare that then to 2024, we lost 4 under 18s. 25 is definitely an outlier, because if we compare our average figures of children under 18 who have lost their lives due to drowning from 2018 to 2022, we had a total of 23. That's approximately 5 per year. So 7 already lost this year is an increase in under 18s drownings.
Dr. Joanne Walsh is the CEO of Water Safety Ireland. According to information Water Safety Ireland has collated, 57 people have drowned so far this year. When we look at the number of drownings for the same period last year, there were also 57. Those responding on the front line say the numbers are up this year when it comes to rescue operations.
Hi Josh, and welcome to Hoat Lifeboat Station. My name is Colm Newport. I'm the Lifeboat Operations Manager here in Hoat. I've been in the RNLI since 2008. Prior to that, I was a professional seafarer. So to man and crew these vessels, we have a permanent crew at the moment of about 22 who carry a pager at all times and must respond to the pager.
This year now, could you give us an idea, an indication of how many operations you've assisted with and been involved with?
Yeah, this year at the moment, we're about, I think, 62 or 63. This is a very busy lifeboat station.
Would you say that's up on last year?
To date? It is at the moment, yeah. Our busiest year, I think, was about pre-pandemic, and that was a total of 67. So we will be passing that this year.
Why do you think that is? Is that there's more people getting into the water? There's more people on the water? Or as someone who's around this all your life, do you think, is there any one reason? Or
there are several changes in it. So a lot of our bigger offshore rescues are decreasing because our maritime industry is decreasing. So if you look into the fishing harbour here, you'll see quite a big fleet there of heavy displacement fishing vessels. Traditionally, we would have did a lot of work with these guys, but the fleet is going down. So the work now predominantly is within 10 nautical miles of the shore. So what we see is an increase in accidents due to sea swimming. A lot of people are more interested now in visiting the coast who may not be used to the tidal range.
While I was in Hoth, I got talking with some of the fishermen to hear if they have had any close calls themselves. Conor Lynch says you just never know what can happen when you're working at sea.
This is my family's trawler, the Iblana. Helps me have a living. My uncle and my dad and my mom actually own it, so yeah. It's good and local.
And what do you fish, or how often would you be going out?
Well, it depends on the time of year. So this time of year, we're on a mix from cod and haddock and hake to ray and kind of flatfish like plaice and black sole.
And you go out for a certain amount of days at a time?
Yeah, well, we try to do 10 days at a time, but it's weather dependent, especially this time of year. Winter has already begun by the looks of it.
So you're well used to the water. You've been out in the sea since, if it's your family's business, you've been out there since you were a child.
All my life.
And over those years, have you ever had any close calls when it comes to the risks and the dangers of the sea?
Yes, I actually had the boat out myself there about 4 months ago, and I had one of the lads go over the side, but we were lucky enough to get him back within five, seven minutes.
But there's a moment there where you're thinking, God, you're thinking the worst, I suppose. It's all hands on deck.
Yeah, well, like, we didn't really panic until after the thing was over. You know, you do so many drills and
preparation,
and we have safety officers that come down and we get safety audits.
So it's just kind of making sure you run through all those drills all the time, the life jackets, everything's on board, ready to go.
Well, the main thing is that when something like that happens, everybody knows their place. There's no delay. You just go straight at it.
Why do you think we're seeing an increase in the number of operations and call-ups? Is it just there's more people on the water, more activity, more sea
swimmers? Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff getting more popular now. So, like, paddleboarding is getting more popular. Sailing is getting more popular. All kinds of recreational sports. Swimming has gotten more popular. And all of that adds up because people just think, oh, I can go at it. And they don't think about safety equipment, or they don't think of if you do end up in the water, how do you get back onto the thing you were currently on?
Back over at the 40-foot, I met with some sea swimmers to hear what they would like to see being done to improve water safety. Baz tells me he's been swimming here almost every day for the past 20 years, and he once had his own frightening experience that has made him take more precautions.
I mean, I got in trouble myself a few years ago, you know, just down there in 40-foot, and I was maybe a bit reckless before that, but it kind of, I realised that, you know, the power of the sea is much stronger than any of us, you know.
So, sorry to bring you back there, but could you relive what happened?
Yeah, I just came down. There had been one of those storms and it had been over. I thought it was over. And when I got in the water, I could see it kind of came back, and I swam to kind of get back to the 40 foot. But the storm kind of got ahead of me. I got swirled around and kind of got trapped in the thing called the washing machine, and I got trapped in that. I made a couple of attempts to get out and I couldn't get out, and there was no one there. So I know people say don't swim in your own. I was a bit maybe reckless. I, you know, I just thought, hey, I'm an okay swimmer, I'll get out. But it taught me a lesson, you know.
Scary moments.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it just, yeah, I didn't think I was going to get out.
How did it end up, or did someone come down, or did you manage in the end to...
Someone had said, lie on your back, and I was lying on my back, and there was water kind of coming all over me. But somehow it stopped. There was like a channel I could see to the ladder, because I couldn't get out of the steps down there, and I just made a dart for that. It was a kind of, I threw up when I got out, and I...
You're swallowing so much water.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't realise, like, it was more kind of like the next day that I realised kind of how close it was. So that kind of woke me up.
As someone who had a close call, is there anything you'd like to see being done to improve water safety awareness, or a message for someone who might be a risk taker?
Well, just realise that the sea is more powerful than any of us. I mean, that's the lesson I took out of it.
There's jet skis, especially in the summer, in the evening, and there's been a few close calls coming up really, really close to the buoys when people are swimming. Little risk takers, which is not good. So I don't really see much policing when it's busy.
It's good as well when you have the lifeguards during the summer. So I know that season is quite restricted. You know, they're gone now already, and yet a lot of people are still swimming. So, you know.
Would you like to see that extended?
Maybe you could extend the lifeguard season.
Maybe.
That could be, yeah.
The weekends, yeah. People come down on the weekends.
Water Safety Ireland is appealing to anyone who is near the water to remember the acronym SAFE. Stay away from the edge. Dr. Joanne Walsh says they are rolling out more awareness campaigns across the country.
Well, what Water Safety Ireland have done, something new that we've done this year. Traditionally, we had one education officer for the whole country. We've just recently appointed 3 more regional officers. We've got approximately 500,000 national school kids and approximately 400,000 secondary school kids. So our aim is to get out and reach as many of those children as we can. We also know that if we look at our data, 60% of all our drownings are happening in people in their 40s, 50s and 60s. So that's an older cohort. And an interesting thing, people associate water safety and drownings with just going swimming. But in actual fact, 67% of all accidental drownings and 40% of all our drownings are preceded by land-based activities. So these are people who never had any intention of going near the water.
If we look back over the years, there has been a 33% decrease in average annual drownings from 2018 to 2024. Last year, the Irish Coast Guard responded to 2,554 incidents. We're yet to find out the exact figures on operations this year. But for those who are saving lives at sea, the message is clear. There needs to be more understanding and education when it comes to water safety.
In 2008, I was captain on a ship that sank in the Bay of Biscay. I had a crew with 25 on board, and we were saved by French lifeboats. So when I came back ashore here to Dublin, I thought, well, if somebody could save our life, if I can be helpful for people in our area, I will. So I volunteered, and that was the background.
What would you like to see being done to improve water safety, or create more awareness when it comes to the precautions people need to take, and your message to anyone that is heading to the water?
I think education. I think it should be part of the curriculum for children in school. And I think basic things like the tide comes in and out twice a day should be taught to children from 4 years of age, or whenever they're able, and it's an exciting thing for them to learn. to me, education is the key.
Well, thanks very much, Colm. And look, I'll let you get back to more pressing matters at hand here. And fair play for you and the crew. Hopefully you have a quiet week and a quiet few months ahead.
Josh, listen, thanks a mil for coming out. And obviously, the more exposure we get for the RNLI, the more people are aware of it. So, listen, great stuff.
Yeah, thank you very much to Josh Crosby for that report.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.